Hi, Nina. How may I help you?
Hey, Jose. Listen, for XU, you sent her my way? The daughter for XU?
No, it is,
For Steve Freitag.
yeah, it's the
Okay.
free. Okay.
So, the problem, did she give you the mobile ID number?
In this case, I have to mention that for some reason, when I tried to active the mobile ID, HHA didn't allow me to do that.
I'm
I don't know
explaining.
why.
Let me explain to you why.
Yeah.
When these are some of the things you guys should look for whenever the mobile ID number does not match. Cross-verify the last 4 digits of the caregiver's Social Security number and cross-reference the date of birth. The date of birth that was put in was December the 11th, 2025. So we know that is not his correct birth date. So that's why it was not linking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so whenever they sign up and they say, well, it's saying that you guys got to link me to the agency, and if we put their number in and nothing is coming up because nothing is matching in our system of their profile, it's either the birth date or the Social Security number.
Yeah, basically the information that
That's an
you enter is
HHS.
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So HR just corrected it.
Oh,
Now,
okay.
the daughter wants you to give her a call because she wants to ask add Steve to the shift on Saturdays, I believe.
Oh, actually, that's with me. I only told her to tell Steve only for, I mean, to fix the clocking issue. But regarding the schedule, yeah, I know that's with me.
Yeah,
So
because
let
I
me
told
call
her I would
her.
get HR to fix the birth date, and then I would let you know to give her a call so she can let you know what schedule to put Steve on.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
actually, I just received a text from her, like, right now. She just sent me a text message letting me
Okay.
know that to add him as a caregiver for her mom, the patient, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.